I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about, how did we say it again? Mirai?
It's Mirai.
All right.
Mirai.
Which was a random choice. But before that, we were talking about some life experiences and some very astronomically unlikely, but really did happen scenarios. If you want to catch a part of that wider conversation, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast, $1 a month will get you that bonus content and more. Now, on to that wonderful meat and potatoes. Mirai came out in July 2018. Producers for it are Toho, Kodokawa, Sonalu, just to name a couple. Studio for it is Chizu, Studio Chizu. The source is an original. The genres are adventure, drama, fantasy, time travel, and it ran for an hour 37, 38, 39 minutes.
Yeah, it was fairly short. I liked it.
Sure. I mean, it was, I thought it was nice and short. I'm not gonna argue against that by any means. I'm not gonna argue with that. Doesn't mean I have to like it.
Fair.
So, personally, did not really, really care for this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Sadly, I agree with you. I thought personally that the little child reminded me of several children that I know. And one is my soon-to-be future nephew. And he just became an older brother. And I saw so many similarities right there. And I wondered, while I was watching it, if I was like that as a kid. Because I'm the oldest. And at one point in time, I was the only one. I mean, that typically means that's what it means when you're the oldest. And I did have a little sister. Well, do. Technically, but at the time I did have a little sister who was brand new and still innocent and still lovely.
Dude, I just love the description of that. I had a little sister. She was brand new, fresh from the market.
You know, you brought her home as, you know,
still had that new smell.
Yeah. Had that new baby smell. He was quiet and it was nice for the first, you know, week. And then I don't know, they installed the vocal cords and it was just hell on earth afterwards. No, it's not entirely true. However, it's so frustratingly annoying how the wife in the beginning was, I don't know if she was unhappy or if she was just mean-spirited. I mean, in the flashback, I thought she might be a little bit vindictive and a little bit malice-filled, I guess would be a good way to put it. Because she was like, you know, you don't have to put on... What'd she say? No one's being fooled by your perfect husband act.
Yeah.
And when I'm gone from here, you're actually going to have to do some work. And I was looking and I'm like, this ungrateful woman, the entire monologue up to that point was him cooking, cleaning poorly, I might add, taking care of the kid.
I can understand. Like at first I was a little taken aback by what she had said. It was kind of like, what the hell? But then,
yeah, out of nowhere, it looked like.
It looked like, but it really wasn't. And so you actually learn or start understanding that all that stuff, everything that's going on, it's him learning. Like he never did any of that before. Like he had notes on how to wash and what detergents were what and where and everything like that. And even then, he was still doing kind of a poor job.
Yeah, I mean, I will agree it did look like his first time, and I will agree it did look like he was trying to make up for something. Maybe he felt bad that he did very little the first time around, and I don't know, but it looked like he was doing his damnedest. It looked like he was really, really trying. And she was just not happy. And when she said that, I mean, even my girl was watching this with me. She goes, what a bitch. Like, holy crap. Look at this man trying. Look at this man doing everything he can. And you still just say that. And then when the flashback happened, or not even a flashback, that the time travel happened when he met the little girl who happened to be his mom, and she was crying. And was like, when he was like, are you okay? The little girl stopped crying. She said, oh, I'm not really that sad. I just needed to cry to make sure I was sufficiently sad to write this letter asking for a cat.
Yeah.
And he goes, damn, she was really, really like manipulative.
Oh, yeah. And she even goes on to say that I was told, no, I can't because, you know, they're allergic, but I could have an outdoor cat. Well, if it's an outdoor cat, it's like you don't even have one at all. That ain't what I want. I want one that I can have inside. And I know that if I write a letter every day, I will get what I want.
Yeah. And they're like, now that I have a little brother who I don't like, they're not paying attention to me anymore. And I think that was the driving force behind all of this.
It was.
The whole movie was about a child feeling neglected. And while it didn't necessarily sit well with me, the premise, I mean, I feel like even though I disliked what it was about, I liked how it was done. It was done incredibly well. It had a lot of imagination that took you... It took you a few minutes to figure out what was going on every time it transitioned into something unique. At first, I was like, oh, he just has a super active imagination.
Well, I felt like it wasn't that it transitioned or took you a while to figure out that the transition. I felt like
it took me a while.
I gotcha. I understand. I don't fault you for that.
I'm not the sharpest spoon in the drawer, but you know.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes those spoons can be pretty darn sharp.
Well, like for instance, go ahead.
But it was easy to tell sign when something was about to happen for the transition, he's going outside by himself and the tree starts to glow. I mean,
yeah, that was a big one that ended up being rather consistent, which was kind of cool. But like for this one, I thought when he walked outside after he was all in a huff of not being, in his mind, loved or paid attention to, like he's full on screaming at his parents and just ignoring the crap out of him. Not necessarily as you should, but you shouldn't reward bad behavior, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
I just couldn't help but think all the way through this that half the stuff he's doing, I would have been beaten. I know exactly, you would have too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Up, it would have been
the attention.
I would have gotten the attention. That's for sure. Just not what I wanted. I would have
exactly been not beat. The way I wanted it.
Like hardcore. Really? All right.
Yeah.
Let's see how you like this. Let's have you go outside. Find a switch.
Woo! Yeah. Pick your switch. That was a fun game.
Yeah.
Because if you picked one that was too brittle and too small, they'd go out and pick one, and then you're like, that's not good.
You can't.
And so you're like,
it's a fine line, right? You have to choose a big really one. Good... You can't choose a tiny brittle one. You have to choose that one. Well, it's like, I know it's going to be along the sides. It'll be all right.
You know, in hindsight, I kind of wish I would have gotten the larger ones because those ones, like now that I'm older and I know about wind resistance and all that stuff, if I'd have gotten the ones with the leaves, they could swing all day long. It still only goes so fast. Whereas the thinner ones, the smaller ones, the ones that looked brittle but never broke for some weird reason. And when it whips through the air, it starts to whistle. You got a problem.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But I didn't know that at the time. If you got a bigger one, they wouldn't be able
pretty. To. Sounds so pretty. But that's honestly what I kept thinking is like, I would have been beaten. Like there's usually it's usually a 1, 2, you're getting beaten. 3, 4, you're on the floor. 5, 6, now who's crying, bitch?
No, 5, 6, go pick your switch.
Right? Man. That's honestly what I kept thinking. It's like, I would have been in so much trouble for all that stuff. It's like, you don't want to reward bad behavior. 100% agree with you. But at the same time,
there's a limit. I mean, he's young. He's a kid. You're not going to... not going to beat a little child, but at the same time, you will pay attention and discipline.
Yes, exactly.
Appropriately, I might add.
Yes.
And there was very little, if, I don't even think there was any discipline done in this entire show.
There wasn't.
He was told to clean up and he threw everything around. No repercussions from that.
Right.
He basically ran away from home. No repercussions from that.
He didn't run away from home.
I thought he did.
No, he was going to run away from home. And he crawled in the tub and he was hiding in there. And so he time traveled again into the future, or did his little wavy futuristic type thing. And he's running away through time and space and dimensions into a new area where he,
again, I thought,
go ahead.
What? I'm sorry. I thought that was all his imagination. Like, I thought all of that was in his mind up until, I would say, close to the end, because it was all every imagination, every fantastical time traveling thing had to deal with a lot of his toys. They had references to everything that was said before. But up until the very, very end, not end, but like the very last time travel leap, if you will, where you got to see all of the good that happened, all of the particulars. For instance, they mentioned that the grandma and the grandpa, great grandpa had a race, and if he won, that kind of thing.
Right.
Well, you find out he's got a limp, and you find out later it's not a small cut and dry. It's a hindrance. Like, his full speed run is
you can outwalk the guy.
Yeah.
It was
a war injury.
Yeah. And
what?
The story behind it and how he got it is touching. He got it from how the war being capsized and everything like that. But he does. And you find out, because they're sitting around telling a story, and they're saying that he had said that he ran a race against his grandma, and against the grandmother or his wife, and he won. You know, he pushed with all his might, and through perseverance, he won. And lo and behold, everyone was saying, no, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. I mean, it's true. Like, he did win the race. She let him win the race.
Yeah.
But he won the race. And I'm going to be honest, that's one of my favorite scenes. It's an act of true love right there.
I mean, if you look at it from start to finish, it does not look like the race was her idea.
No.
It looked like the race was his idea.
Right.
Because he gets in the position first and he's like, if I beat you in a race, you have to let me marry you, that kind of thing.
Yep.
And now she was known to be the fastest one in the village. She was known to be the fastest of her friend group, essentially.
Yep.
And she goes, are you sure? He goes, yeah, absolutely. I can do it. And it's one of the rare times where, and this is going to sound bad, I know, but it's one of the few times that I saw in this movie where it looked like the wife let not the wife, because at the time she wasn't a wife, the prospect. When you let a man be a man, when you let him be him in all his glory, in all of his attempt, because he damn near put everything he was running. And she recognized that his effort meant something. And that was awesome.
Yeah. And it's not just One Direction, right? It's the same thing.
Yeah. It was
like, you know, you can go and have the roles reversed and have the same feeling behind the whole situation.
100%. Because it's not about the role. It's not about a man being a man. It's about you, not necessarily you, but it's about one person respecting another person to allow them to be everything they can be and not inhibit it in any way, shape, or form.
Yep.
Just so they can truly be themselves in their best possible, position, the best possible frame of mind, if you will. Because I don't think if he would have lost, I don't think he would have asked her to marry him, because he would not have felt worthy.
Yeah.
And she in maybe I'm looking too much into it, and maybe I'm putting emotion to it that shouldn't be there, but
maybe
I felt like she recognized the character that he has and is and presents. And she chose him before he chose her. officially, because you watch it from above and it even though this is not a heart-wrenching show or movie, it that was a damn good scene.
It was a great scene. It really was. And, you know, y'all have to really keep this in mind too. That's just one small scene from the
like 15
ending.
Seconds.
Yeah. And you know, that just means like, that's how much that little spot meant to us. However, there are other scenes that are in there and other scenes that do take place that I feel also kind of weigh, probably not as much, but fairly heavy in their own right. And
well,
I get like the understanding and the feeling and emotion behind it. Right. So, for the kid's father, his name is Coon. And here, if I may, why is the movie called Mirai when it's not really about her? In fact, most of this movie doesn't revolve around her, take place with her or anything like that. It takes place around Coon, the brother.
I feel like the reason the movie is named Mirai is everything in the movie, while it's not including her, I feel it is about her.
Technically, it's about her taking all the attention away from him.
I feel like it's about him accepting the fact that change is a matter of life. And he, at this moment in time, is the change in his life that he does not have a choice in. Because he mentioned he doesn't want to be a brother.
Yeah, well, at first he that's true. But at the beginning, he did say he wanted to be a brother or that he was happy. However, he didn't understand the consequences of the actions that had happened yet. The full weight of what was happening. He didn't understand it.
True. Very true. But it's...
doesn't make him any more enjoyable. Yeah. Makes him just as annoying as he was 30 seconds ago.
So... oh, crap. There's this... It's a show. It's about a little bald kid. Cartoon. I forget what its name is.
Man, that really narrows it down there, Rick. My goodness. No,
it does though. It's a show. Most of the screen is white. Like they don't do any borders. I forget what this kid's name is. But he never learns. He never learns, and there's no story in the whole show.
Right.
It's just, hey, I don't like this.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, whatever he doesn't like goes away, and now he's happy.
I
forget what the show is called. It's a kids show.
Okay, but this isn't quite like that. Like, what he doesn't like doesn't go away. In fact, it deals with him encountering the future version of his sister and his dog in a humanoid form, and you know, encountering his mother as a child. Just really weird stuff. In general, I genuinely just do not care for this character. I genuinely do not. Like, this was, my opinion, an annoying movie. Even up to the end, it was still an annoying movie. That doesn't mean it didn't have its good points. It had some good points. We talked about one of those good points. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean I have to like the movie any more than what I did.
Very true. Now I remembered which show I was talking about just now. IU. The little kid never learns anything, and it's there's never any emotional growth with it. I felt like here, up until maybe the last 15 minutes, this was a straight Caillou esque character where there was no emotional growth. He just didn't like what happened, and because he was a child, he had fleeting emotions. They were strong, they were present, and then they were gone. They were never resolved. There was never really any resolution. Again, last 15 minutes.
I would have to say, honestly, and he even stated kind of like what the resolution was, or you can assume what it was. It's not that the problems or issues that he was having went away. Mm-hmm. It's that he just finally cried it all out, or got it all out of his system, and he finally just moved forward to accept it. However, I will say one thing.
What's that one thing?
I think he straight up had a crush on his older sister or on his sister
at first
in the future portion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The hardcore. Future. Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
No. There's no question in my mind.
Okay. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't the only one, because when she was tickling him, he looked at her like, yeah, baby.
I don't know about all that.
He looked at her, was beet red in her face. He was all like, you know what you did. You know what you did. Hey, no, you know what? I don't kink shame, man. I whatever works for you, dude. I mean, like, what, or while him it in is this case,
possible,
it's not.
I don't remember that.
Like, while you don't remember him possible. Looking back at her, just being all, nope. Really? Dude.
At all. Dude. The reason why I don't is this movie is so slow. I had to watch it at 1.5 times the speed of normal.
Dude, they did that like times. Three times, and
they
it was,
might have.
And it was, a watching good it few a good few seconds hold with his face like that. You blocked it out.
Oh,
that's what you did.
I might have. I
you
might
blocked
have.
It out.
I just
that,
remember
or you
him
didn't watch it. I mean, like you'll. I'll take. You could.
Wow. Hurtful.
Hey, you know what? They
time
did
traveling grandchildren.
Well, you know what? I mean, technically,
they did. This one did have it.
So there you go. It just wasn't his granddaughter.
Yeah, it was just he was the grandchild, the great grandchild or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, take it for what it is. I'll take it for what it is. That's all right. It's okay. I'm not gonna.
Now, one last thing that I have a question about, and I want your opinion.
Okay.
And I realize you said you're not going to kink shame. I'm going to hold you to it.
Okay.
When he went outside the very first time in a tantrum and he met the old man who was a prince of the house, turned out to be the dog.
Right.
He ripped the dog's tail off and shoved it up his ass. Did he? Yes or no?
I don't think so.
Because I watched it on normal and I was like, I can't do that. I got to fast forward. It looked like he took it back and just right up and the tail got stuck and he grew ears and he was a puppy for a little bit. Well,
the thing is, when you're anthropomorphic, right, you don't lose anything. You just stick it on the back of your tailbone there. That's actually right there where your spine ends. Because people actually have been known to actually have a little bit of a tail, and sometimes people can get it removed. So
okay,
I'm assuming that's where he stuck it.
What the cinnamon roll? Yeah. Well,
so it's, while you sit there, I mean, like I was just saying, dude, I think he had some feelings for his sister who happened to be from the future. You're like, well, he took a tail and shoved it up his ass, yo.
Dude, it looked like it.
You know what?
If he could look at his older sister from the future,
a possibility. I'm just saying what I think. All right. So whatever. What?
I'm just saying it looked a little suggestive.
That is 100%. That is 100% true. There is no getting around that. That is 100% true.
Oh God. I think we're about ready for a rating. What about you?
Maybe.
Oh, what other nuggets of joy do you happen to have?
I don't know. We'll find out
from this.
I just want to make sure that I'm not forgetting anything.
We touched on all points.
You know, sir, I don't like the way you said that. I feel violated.
Considering what we were just talking about.
That just came out of your mouth. Oh, I know.
Okay. What do
you know? One of the biggest things that I had was a majority of his interactions with his sister.
When he was older or younger? When she was older or younger.
Okay. When she was younger.
Okay.
Did
you have a problem with the fact that he kept hitting her?
Trying to hit her
with the train and all that stuff.
Yeah. No. One of the other, I mean, like the dude effectively could have legitimately. So before I get into it.
I think I know what you're talking about, and I agree with you.
Before I get into it, we are all under the assumption that she is like, what, 3 months?
A baby.
4 months old. Maybe like not even a full year. Right.
If the scene you're talking about is what I'm thinking it was like a month and a half, 4 at the absolute most.
Okay.
So under half a year old.
Okay. The dude literally just went straight for the murder kill of giving her a banana at the end. It's like, hey, you're a baby. Oh. Let's here's a banana. Oh, yeah, choke yeah. on okay. this. All right.
So we're on different paths here.
Yeah.
So but, I thought you were referring to no. At that point, I think she was like what, maybe a year. She might have been on solid foods at that point. Maybe
she did. She barely had two teeth coming in at the bottom. So I don't know.
Oh yeah, that's a death. That's a.
Okay, I'm just saying, yeah. like, typically, even when you give them bananas, and they're it's young, death. Okay, like the dude, he's yeah. like, you know what, I met my older sister a few times, you know what, I don't need this to continue on, here's a banana, enjoy your life, for the last few minutes that you're here.
Or potentially
he was going to give her crackers at a couple points in time too.
Seriously though. I mean, I thought that as well. I was going to say, or he was like, I saw my future sister. So she's alive. So no matter what I do now, you're going to turn into that. So here, have a banana.
Right.
That said, when he first had interaction, I thought you were going to say when he first had interaction with his little sister, when she was in the little seat, bouncing back and forth. Right. And his hands start to reach forward into the bassinet. I was like, he's going to choke her out. He's going to straight up strangle her.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought that too at that point, too. But I was like, I'm pretty sure. I didn't realize
this is the kind of movie you were going to give me.
Yeah. Yeah, this went dark. Well, at that point, if that were the case, I mean, she would have. I mean, like, we wouldn't have had a movie called
You might this. Have. It might have been a murder mystery. You don't know. When I turned it on Netflix, it did show Scary as part of one of its subtitles. So I was like, oh, no, this is how we're going. And then his hands are shaking. And in typical movies, that's when they go around the throat and start squeezing till, you know, they're dead. Then he starts, like, poking the ears and like pulling the ears out, then poking the nose till the baby cries. And I was like, oh, thank God. They went a different way.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just a little off the cusp, you know,
to say the least.
Yeah. But, definitely at the very end, she only has like two teeth at the very bottom, like not even close to.
Yeah. No, she was probably a little bit too young to be eating any kind of solid food.
All right. All right, sir. That was my question. That was my one question.
Fair enough.
All right. So on a scale of up to 10, sir, how would you rate this?
I didn't like the story at all, but the premise was kind of cool. The animation was very clean, very crisp, and very fanciful. If I was just basing it off visuals, solid 10. But because the story is that important, I'm going to give it a 4. I would not want to watch this again. I would not want to watch this on a regular speed. I did not like how the characters were portrayed. You know what? No, I'm talking myself out of a 4. It's like a 2. No, but then again, the animation's really, really good. Like, really good.
Oh, Rick.
I'm three. I'm solid 3. Weak 4, strong 2, solid 3. So 3.
Well, since you can't make up your mind on what you're actually doing,
I said 3
on giving it a real score.
3.
That is actually applicable to real world events.
3.
You're going with 3? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Joking aside, I'd give this a 2. Straight up. Straight
older up than the baby when she ate the bird when she ate the
banana, right? Yeah, no. Straight up, that's mm-hmm. what I'm going with. I'm going with the 2. So next week, believe
was my your? Choice.
Yes.
Yep. Next week we're going to be watching Afruetta season 2. I'm probably saying that wrong. From Commonplace to World's Strongest season 2.
Okay.
That's completed, right? I think it completed recently.
Yes, it did. And since we already saw season 1, you know, it's going to be a nice thing. But I'll tell you this right now, I've already seen it. So it'll be a nice refresher for me, sir. Sir,
I haven't seen it. I thought it was supposed to come out next season. Like, no. I'm very pleasantly surprised and to hear that it's already out. So I will be binging that.
Yes. Perfect. All right. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you feel like we got something right, something wrong, did it too much justice? I'm not sure how we did that, but not enough justice, which I'm not sure how we did that. But in any case, just in case, in the off chance, feel free to reach out to us at featuredanimepodcast@gmail.com, at Those Anime Guys on Twitter. Featured Anime Podcast on Facebook. We do always hang out in our Discord. We're always in there chatting and talking and everything else. We'll have a link for you in the show notes there for you. If you want to help support us, help us grow, help us expand and be better for you all, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. We do have an affiliate link for where you could buy the movie. If you so feel inclined, you can. I don't know why you would buy the movie, but just in case you want to, you can. It's there. Anything, honestly, when you click on that link, anything you buy there will give us a little bit of a kickback. So it is very much appreciated. And that's all for today. I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. And we're learning about sibling rivalry, loyalty. I don't know. We're learning how not to be a good older brother.
Right.
We'll see you next time.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.